Dear Heavenly Gracious God, we thank you for who you are. Dear Heavenly Gracious God, we thank you for who you are and who you continue to be in each of our lives. As we enter the Word, we ask you, allow your Holy Spirit to take the message and make it real. Make it real unto the listeners and continue to make it real for my life. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask you and thank you. Amen. Welcome back to Challenges of Faith radio program. I am Gary McCants, and welcome to a brand new year, 2022, that God has allowed you and I to see a brand new day. Are you thankful? What are you thankful for? We're in the book of Psalms. We continue in chapter 18. We wrap up today. I know you're ready. We left off the last time in 2021 at the verses of 24. We pick up at verse 25, the word, not Gary. Remember, Gary doesn't have a word. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the perverse, thou wilt show thyself opposed. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my lamp, the Lord my God will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. You know, if you turn to Psalm 119. I know you just beat me there. I know you did. Time to grow, continue growth in the new year. I know you are. I know I am. But in Psalm chapter 119, verse 105, the word, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now I know you're getting into the word of God. I know you're studying the word, reading the word, meditating on the word, applying the word to your life. I know you are. But do you notice how God is making it clear about his word, his written word, and our living Savior, the living word? You know he is. Did you read what it just said about what God's word will do for you, for me? And over in Proverbs 6:23, for the commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. And so when we head back to Psalm chapter 18, where we made it clear out of his word in verse 28, for thou wilt light my lamp, the Lord. He's the only one that can. There's no man, no woman, no woman, no man that can, no matter who you're trying to depend on, only God. But here David's making it clear, my God will lighten my darkness. Remember now, you're either in a trial, going through one, or waiting to come out of one. What did you learn while in it? Especially in 2021. And whatever awaits us in 2022, remember, I always include me too as well. But irrespective of what the trial is, guess who's with us? God. But the question is he your God? Are you sure? Is he the Lord of your life? Or do you have some man, some woman, some man, you know, little g God? Do you have the love of money, the love of materialism, the love of title, the love of hairstyles, your outward appearance, your title, your clothing, your shoes? Who do you have as a little g God in your life? Verse 30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proved. He is a shield to all those who trust in him. You want to know his word? Cry out to him. Ask him to make his word real. You know he is. But most importantly, Has he been a shield in your life? The word make it clear. Do you trust him? Do you rely on him? Do you? For who is God? Save the Lord. Or who is a rock? Save our God. Is God the rock of your life? Is he the Lord of your life? Remember, our Savior. Where is he? Is he your shield? Is he? Verse 2 says, it is God who girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Who is your strength? Who are you relying on to be your strength? What are you relying on to be your strength? Remember when you relied on everybody under the planet, over the planet, in the planet, through the planet, from the planet, for the planet? They were not your strength. And God allowed you to see that because all he wanted you to do is to see him and to know that he's your strength. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of bronze is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath held me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Only God. Only God can do that. Did you think it was you who got you to where you are? Do you remember how you've fallen in the past? You remember how those who you may know have fallen? You remember when you got in the Word and you saw the men and women of God who fell? Remember when you really got in the Word and you went back and saw how Adam and Eve fell? And you really, really, really got in the Word and you learned how that Satan, the devil, Lucifer fell, and those angels, pride. Who maketh your feet like hinds' feet and set up them upon a high place? Who's taught you to be alert, to stand, to fight, allowing him to have the battle of that two-leg enemy inspired by that spiritual enemy, the devil, you know, the one who hate our souls because of Christ, our eternal salvation, verse 35, Psalm 18, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, Christ, and thy right hand have held me up, and thy gentleness have made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. You know when that two-legged man, that two-legged woman, irrespective of who they are in your life, or who they used to be, or who they will be, lay all those obstacles out trying to cause you to slip. God sees them. The angels see them. But do you notice how God didn't let you slip? I know how he's been with me. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued unto me those who rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy those who hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord. But he answered them not. Why didn't he answer them? I believe with the household of faith, it's 2022. You've been growing. You're no longer a baby Christian. You're maturing. God doesn't hear the cry of those who don't know him unless they've accepted Christ by faith. Including the believer who's out of fellowship with him, according to Psalms. But you already knew that because you've been reading the Word. But do you notice how God looks out for his children against the enemy? David said in Psalm 18, verse 42, "Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out like the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the nation. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear me, they shall obey me. The foreigners shall submit themselves unto me. The foreigners shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted." David knew who his deliverer was, who his savior was, who his rock was. The question is, do you and me? Well, do we? All I know for my life, he's been my rock. All I know, he's my salvation. Whenever he called my name, I'm absent from this human body, present with him forever, eternally, not temporarily, according to his word, according to the promise of his word. The word of God says, he delivereth me from mine enemy. Yea, thou liftest me up above those who rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Remember, it's applicable to ladies. All you got to do is look around the globe. Go from time past to today. But the question is, whoever that two-legged enemy is, that man, that woman, irrespective of who they are and who they think they are, irrespective of their titles in the political world, educational world, criminal justice world, sociology world, medical world, whatever those world systems are, God knows who those persons are that have set their sight against you because of your faith in Jesus Christ. God created them as well. Turn them over to God. But stand as the Lord would have you to, in and under the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And while you're doing it, do you notice what verse 49 says? Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the nations. Sing praises unto thy name. You run around singing praises unto every little man, woman, man on this planet. They can't do anything for your soul. When was the last time you sang praises unto God? What our Lord Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. Who did David give thanks to? God. Who gave deliverance? The Lord Jesus Christ. Who showeth mercy? God. The Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit of God, to David. And look at his seed. Did you go through the lineage of David? Did you notice Christ? Did you notice the prostitute Rahab and his lineage? Do you know who his grandparents were, his great-grandparents were? Do you? Or King David? Do you notice the children of Israel from Jacob and God's promise forevermore? Well, how about you and I when we accepted Christ into our life forevermore? Dear Heavenly Gracious God, in this brand new year, we give honor and thanks and praise unto you, unto your Son who died for us, took upon our evil thoughts, words, and deeds, our sin upon him. We thank you for our eternal salvation. We thank you for allowing us to know where our strength come from, our salvation come from, our rock come from, our deliverance come from you. We ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to empower us for service each and every day. You allow us to see We pray that individuals who are out there on their bed of sickness, that you heal them, that you utilize their human doctors. We just ask, oh God, that the believers of the household of faith, irrespective of where they are around the globe, that we stand against this persecution, knowing that the enemy of our soul, the spiritual enemy of our soul, are using the two-legged enemies of us who know not you, who died for them. Pray that they may come to know you as their Savior and the Lord. But may you be the Lord of our life. In Jesus' name we ask you and thank you. Amen. And amen. And welcome back to Challenges of Faith radio program. I'm Gary McCann, your producer and host. Until the next time, have you thanked him? Have you given him praise? Have you sung a song? Why not? Why not, my brethren of the household of faith?